right. As far as the injuries go, Branch is going to have his foot MRI tomorrow. We just got to see. It's on the foot that he had surgery on prior to. So we just got to check it out, and we'll see what it looks like on the MRI tomorrow. And then Sean Smith has a knee contusion. And, again, we'll just see. I think that's a day-to-day situation. But it was good to see him get up and get off the field the way he did. So, listen, defense. They did a tremendous job, 5 turnovers. They were able to most of all get pressure on Peyton. And that doesn't happen very often. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's going to go down as one of the all-time great players in the National Football League. So, and he can still play. He can still play. And he just needs the time there and you know, be able to get his feet set. So I'm proud of our guys for what they did there. Sorensen had a couple of big plays. I tell you, those 2 onside kicks were as big as anything, as big as the hit or anything else. That was a relief. We ended up putting Niall down, which Niall Davis, not because we're not, you know, we don't believe in Niall. That's not what it is at all. We were trying to boost our special teams a little bit. We moved Hakeem up, number 26 there. So, and he gives us 4 phases on that. We needed some speed. We felt on the outside there. He was able to give us that. And he actually had a couple of nice plays. So, and I mentioned to you before, he's got 260-plus plays in the National Football League. So we've been able to evaluate him there, Dave has, and put him in position as a 4-phase player. Time's yours. Yeah, you know, I'm proud of the coordinators. I mean, they did a phenomenal job of that. The players executing. Sometimes you can be a little rusty when you come off a bye week, and I mean, it's one thing to be fresh, but then you can also have that rust that is built in there at times, and we were able to pound through that. You know, up here in Mile High, I mean, you have the altitude factor too, so. I was confident in the game plans that the coordinators put together, but I felt that way the last time we played them. Heck, I just saw the turnovers cost us last time, and we had it right there, and we let the thing go. So we did a better job of that today. We caused turnovers. We didn't have any turnovers, and against a good football team, you got to be able to do that. Yeah, no, listen, I love his tenacity. You have to have a short memory when you play out in the corner. Now, he's got to control himself a little bit. He got a little crazy there for about a minute, and then he settled down and was able to get back in and go. But he's going to challenge you. And if you're going to be a great corner in this league, you have to have that mindset. He's wired the right way. And we appreciate what he's been doing and his work ethic and the things that he's done, you know. You know, he's a good football player.
Is that why you took him out? To calm him down?
Just let him take a little step back for about a second and then get him back out there. He was also cramping, so, you know, that was also a factor there.
Did Peyton's lack of mobility impact the game plan at all?
No, I mean, you know, Peyton does certain things very well. I mean, he's never been a guy that's going to do the nakeds and all those things, the boot passes. I mean, that's not his best stuff. So, he'd be the first to tell you he's not going to be outrunning anybody. That's not his game. His game's getting the ball out fast, taking shots down the field, accuracy, you know, toughness, being able to see things, read things. You need a little protection, right? I mean, you need those things.
Coach, you're an offensive player. As an offensive mind, kind of get to see this type of performance from your defense. How much fun was that for you to watch?
Yeah, no, listen, I know how much our defense is capable of. And you're seeing guys that are getting healthy, and you're seeing guys that are back now playing with us, and they're playing fast and aggressive football. And so this isn't the end of the season. It's important that we understand this is a nice win. It's a good football team, but it's not the end of the season, so we got to keep building. We're not near what we can be. I mean, we can be better than we are now, and so we got to keep the right frame of mind there.
Andy, I know you don't kind of take one week at a imagine that you'd be in this position now after three additional games?
Yeah, you know, I keep saying I like this football team. I like this football team. I guess that's what I mean. I mean, I know what they're capable of. And it was, we got a lot of young guys we're playing, and you need a little time to grow there. We had some guys coming back, you know, whether it's Eric Berry coming back from his situation or a suspension, you know, whatever it is, getting back in the flow. I've always felt like the sky's the limit for this team. As long as we're in the right mindset and ready to go. So you lose Jamal, you know you're not going to replace Jamal with another Jamal. I mean, that's not, he's going to go down again as one of the great players in this league. So, but other guys step up. Sharkhandrick West, I mean, who was he before Jamal Charles got injured? Now he's a factor, definite factor. So guys step up, and they're making plays.
Yeah, get it done work this way. Would you like to have some of those games you lost early in the season, the Green Bay's, the Cincinnati's, the Minnesota's?
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I don't go back. I mean, you can't. In this business, that's dangerous. So we're going forward. It is what it is. We know we need to keep working and climbing the ladder. We got it. And that's a mindset. Don't worry about that. We've learned from it. Let's go. Let's go. Go forward.